Today's shiur has been dedicated by a loyal listener from London as a zchus refuah shleima for Yehuda Lei ben Basha. Today's shiur is Masechta Tanis daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the second line. We learned in the Mishnah al Rishayinu Huaymer on the first bracha that is said on the extra brachas that are said by a Tanis. He says Mishanas Avram, and the Mishnah continues that by the fourth bracha, he says, Mishana Shmuel b'mitzvah, Baruch Hashem Shemei Tzedaka, and that on the fifth bracha, he says, Mishana Eliyahu b'har Kamel, Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Tfilah. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Yesh Mechlif and Tzaka Eliyahu. Some switch the words, and they say by the bracha of Eliyahu Navi, that's where we say the word tzedaka, tzaaka, v'tefillah, and we say the word tefillah by Shmuel. So now there's a question, if we switch the word tzaaka and tefillah, do we also switch the order of the brachas? So the Karen Ira says that even though our Gemara just taught us that the wording of the brachas is switched, that does not have any bearing on the order of the brachas, which we learned and we're going to continue to discuss. The order remains the same. But I did see that there are other mafarshim that suggest that if we switch the order, we also switch the order. It says the Marbishlama Gavish Shmuel, by when we speak about Shmuel, we say Shemei Tfilah, and we also say Shemei Tzaka, the Ksibbe, because the Pasuk, when it describes what happens about Shmuel, it uses both the word Tfilah, the Ksibbe Tzaka, and also use the words Tzaka. But ask the Gemara, El Gabel Yo, by we say the Bracha, we refer to Eliyahu Navi. So yes, Tfilah Ksibbe, the Torah does use the word Tfilah. But ask the Gemara, Tzaka like Ksibbe, there's no Tzaka wording there. So how can we use that word if it's a word that isn't part of his bracha? Answers the Gemara, yes, it's mentioned there as well. Because Eliyahu Hanavi said, Aneini Hashem Aneini, Lashon Tzakihi. And I saw two pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that by saying Aneini Hashem Aneini, Eliyahu was indicating that he's crying out to Hashem from the depths of his heart. And when you cry out to Hashem from the depth of your heart, the word tzaka is appropriate to be used. The other pshat that I saw is that when the pasuk uses the word aneini twice, it says aneini Hashem, aneini is the equivalent to saying tzaka. We learned further in the Mishnah, Alashishis, on the sixth bracha, he says, Mishanas Yoina, speaking about when Yoina cried out to Hashem, and Al Shvius, who I'm a Mishan as David, speaks about David and Shlomo Melech. Ask the Gemara, Michti, Yoina Basa David Shlomo Hava. The story of Yoina happened after David HaMelech and Shlomo Melech. So ask the Gemara, my Tama, Michtam my Beresha. Why is the story of Yoina mentioned before the story of David and Shlomo? Answers the Gemara, Mishum the Ba'il Mechtem, because we want to end the series of brachas of Merachem al Arts, that's the appropriate way to end all these brachas, and that's why we put David and Shlomo at the end. The Tosfos Yontev asks, if this is the question that the Gemara is asking, so the Gemara could have asked regarding the story of Eliyahu HaNavi also took place after the story of David and Shlomo. And why didn't the Gemara ask that the story of Eliyahu, why is the bracha of Eliyahu Navi mentioned before the brachas of David and Shlomo? So the Tosfos Yontev answers, we know that the Medrash says that Pinchas and Eliyahu, the Pinchas and Eliyahu are one and the same individual. So since Pinchas and Eliyahu are one and the same individual, so Pinchas came before David and Shlomo, and that's why the bracha of Eliyahu Navi is mentioned first. Another pshat that the Mashal suggests is that in Mitzvah Shem, when Mashiach will come, Eliyahu HaNavi will appear before Mashiach ben David. And since Eliyahu HaNavi will come before Mashiach ben David, so here too we mention Eliyahu first. Continues the Gemara, Tana, Simchas Omer. Simchas says that the last bracha that we spoke about is not, we say, Baruch Mashpil HaRamim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the people that were who are considered great and makes them low. So the Ritva asks that whenever we conclude a bracha, we want to conclude the bracha in a positive way. Baruch Mashpil Ramim doesn't represent a good message. So he quotes a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that David and Shlomo experienced wonderful experiences in their life. And because they had those wonderful experiences, it caused them to become a little arrogant. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring different calamities in their time, that they should do tshuva. So that lesson that they did tshuva is the lesson of the fast day. And since that's the lesson of the fast day, makes sense, it's appropriate that it should be said, and it's not considered a negative message. Shalosh Tanis Rishonis, the first three Tanis, Anshe Mishmar, the people who worked in the Beis HaMikdash, Mis'anin U'Veloy Mashlim, they would fast, but they were not allowed to finish the fast because we needed them to have the energy to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Then we learned further in the Mishnah, the halacha about drinking wine. What is the halacha about the people from the Anshi Mishmer, that every week we know there was a different Mishmer working? And what was the halacha of the Anshi Beis Av? The Mishmeris, as we discussed in the previous year, were divided into six groups. When may they drink wine and when may they not drink wine? So we learned in the Mishnah that Anshi Mishmer Matarim Lishtos Yayin Belailos of Alei B'Yamim. The people of the Mishmer are allowed to drink wine at night but not by day. The Anshi Beis Av, the people who were doing the avodah that day, loy biyoyim v'loy b'layla, were not allowed to drink water, wine at any part of the day. Begins the brisa. Tan rabbanim bnei ma amru. Why did Chazal teach us anshi mishma matarim lishtos yayin b'layla sa v'loy b'yomim? Why may the anshi mishma drink wine by night but not by day? Shema tichber avodah yidei anshi beis av, because we're concerned that there may be much avodah for the people of that beis av, and they won't be able to accomplish all the avoid that they need to accomplish. And that's why they need to be available by not drinking wine, to be available to help if they are needed. Why may the people from the Beis Av not drink not by day, not by night? They're constantly busy doing the avodah. And since they're constantly busy doing the avodah, because there was avodah that continued into the night. So as the Rishonim explained, the people of the Mishmer are not really needed, because we know what's going to be done, and if they're needed, they won't drink wine. But presumably, they're not needed and they could drink wine. But the Anshi Beis Av are needed, and that's why they can't drink wine. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rambam has a different pshat. The Rambam's pshat is that the people who are not allowed to drink wine at night are the people of the Beis Av who are assigned to do avodah tomorrow. The people who are assigned to do avodah tomorrow. And since they were assigned to do avodah tomorrow, Chazal did not want them to drink wine the night before, that Chas v'Shalom, they shouldn't wake up the next morning and not be in position to drink wine. So according to this, there's a very fundamental machloikus, Rashi and Rambam. Who does the Gemara mean when it says that Anshi Beis Av are not allowed to drink wine? According to Rashi, the Anshi Beis Av that are not allowed to drink wine are people who are the Anshi Beis Av of today, that they still need to drink, do avodah during the night. According to the Rambam, the people who are not allowed to drink wine were the people of tomorrow's Beis Av. Mikana Amru, from here we see, says the Gemara, the kol kain, if you have a kain, shemaka mishmartoi, or mishmeres beis av shaloi, if you have a kain that knows which mishmer he belongs to, and which base av of that mishnah he belongs to, the yedei shabati avus avaisa kvum sham, and he knows that his family, the yichus of his family, has not been compromised. Also lishtashayin kolosayim, such a kind should not drink wine, because we live with the hope that Mashiach will be coming, and he's going to be needed to do the avoda. Says the Mara further, Makir Mishmartoi, but let's say you know, the Kohen knows that this is his Mishmar. V'yedeya, Veina Makir Mishmar Beis Av Shaloi, but he doesn't know which Beis Av in that family, in that Mishmar he belongs to. And furthermore, V'yedeya Shabbatei Avus of Kavurim Sham, he know that for sure his family did Avoida. That's Rashi's Pshat. Another Pshat that Rashi gives over B'Shem Rabbi is that the family, that nothing has happened to the yichus of that family, so he will be eligible to do the avoda when the Mashiach gets, when Mashiach comes from Har Yemenu. So such an individual, also lishtos yain kolosu Shabbos, should not be allowed to drink wine the entire week. And if you have a kohen, then makom mishmarta mishmaras beis av shaloi, he doesn't know from which family he comes. However, he does know v'yedei shabbatei avos kvum sham, that he does come, he is a descendant of Kahanim who did the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash and have not become disqualified. Such an individual, also Lista Shayin Kolashana, may not drink wine the entire year, because every day of the year we need to be concerned, every day of the year we need to be concerned that maybe he is the Kayin that is, he, today is the day that he's supposed to do the avoid. Says the Gemara, comments Rebbe, Rabbi Omer, Omani, my opinion is, Osalish Tashayin Lo'ilam, indeed, that he's not allowed to drink wine forever because of the concern that we just mentioned. However, says Rabbi, Ma Esa Shetakanosoi Kakolosoi, the fact that we have, it's the way Rashi explains, that since for so many years we not have had the Beis HaMikdash, and since we have not had the Beis HaMikdash, it's impossible to keep on telling the Kohanim never to drink wine. Others say that Pshat in the Gemara is that this is a gzeira she'ein roi v'atzibi yichoyim lam boi, that this is a gzeira that people can't keep, that we should tell them that you should never be able to drink wine. And making such a serious, difficult gzeira that they should never be able to drink wine is too much to take on. So I saw that the Gevurah Sari asks a question. Why is it that they're never allowed to drink wine? We know that the first avoida every day is bringing the Karmat Tam Shel Shachar. And there's a time till when we can bring the Tam Shel Shachar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only until the fourth hour of the day. According to Rabbanon, it could only be brought until Chatzos. So once Chatzos passes, and the Tamid Shel Shachar has not been brought, and on any day that the Karban Shachar is not brought, we can no longer bring any Kabbanis that day. If we can no longer bring any Kabbanis that day, we should be concerned, and we should let the Kohen drink in the afternoon. So the Gevurah Sari says, we may not need or be able to use the Kohen to do the avoid of Kabbanis on such a day, but we can have the Kohanim, and we will need the Kohanim, to light the menorah. And since we're going to need the Kohen to light the menorah in the afternoon, that's why, again, we can't let him do the avoda. Amar Abaya says, Abaya command shasu in the Kohen Chamra, according to whose opinion do the Kohanim Bezman Hazeh drink wine? Because as Rebbe just said, we can't make a gzeira that nobody should ever be able to drink wine. So as we just learned, the halacha is that Kohanim are allowed to drink wine because we don't know when, we have no way of knowing when the Mashiach is going to come, and telling them that they could drink wine forever is difficult. So the Gevurah Sari asks that we learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Eliezer, when Mashiach will come. One says, "Benissen Nigalu," or "Benissen Asidin Lagal." And the other one says B'Tishrei. So everybody agrees the Mashiach will come either in Nisan and Tishrei. So in the rest of the year, the halacha ought to be that they should be allowed to drink wine. So he answers two terutzim. One terutz is that that's only regarding the geula, but the Beis HaMikdash coming could be at any moment. And then he gives a different terutz. He says there are two different times when Mashiach could come. One is Be'ita, there's a designated time, and as we just learned, it's Machlaikus, it's either Nisan or Tishrei. And then there's Achishana, that if Klal Yisrael will be worthy, Mashiach could come at any moment. And that's why we have to hope and pray that Mashiach could come any moment, and that's why there's a concern, may the Kohanim drink wine. So the question is that the Mefarshim ask, that when Mashiach comes, the Mashiach will tell the Kohanim who are actually Kohanim and where they belong in terms of the Mishmar and in terms of the Beis Av. And since we're going to know when that's going to, when Mashiach comes, that's what's going to happen, so why is there a problem? Mashiach will remain. So he says, Rav Shach answers a very powerful teretz. He says, when we learn in our Gemara, the Kohanim are not allowed to do their, not allowed to drink, it's not because we have to be concerned only that Mashiach is coming and Mashiach is going to tell the Kohen that today is your day. Once Chazal established that a Kohen is never allowed to drink because of that concern, that became a Takanas Chazal, that Kohanim should never drink. And once we have a Takanas Chazal, the Kohanim are not allowed to drink, that Takana remains no matter what. It's very interesting. There's a very interesting story that I heard, that I read, that the Panovich Rav says. The Panovich Rav says that when he came to learn in the yeshiva in Radin by the Chavetz Chaim, he says, the Chavetz Chaim says, our Gemara discusses may a Kohen drink, may a Kohen not drink, do we have to be concerned as manazeh or not? But one thing the Chavetz Chaim said for certain, he says that when Mashiach comes, the Kohanim who will want and be able to do the Avodah will only be able to do the Avodah if they know how to do the Avodah. And there's no way around that. You know, nobody could say, well, we'll learn. There won't be enough time to learn all the halachas and all the details in those halachas when Mashiach comes. And therefore, said the Chavetz Chaim to the Panovich Rav, whose name was Kahaneman, he was a Kohen, that you as a Kohen have a specific obligation and responsibility to learn the halachas of Kachim, to know what to do as a Kohen when Mashiach comes from Harib Yemenu. And the Panovich Rav said, indeed, he immediately joined the Chabura, the group in the yeshiva in Radin. There was a Koyel Kachim, there was a group that learned Kachim, and he right away joined that group, realizing that it makes much sense that, such, that he as a Kohen has such a responsibility. We learned in the Mishnah, Anshe Mishmer of Anshe Mamed, the people of that Mishmer and the people of the Mamed that we described in a previous year, every week, there were different people in the Mamadas, Asurim L'Sapel Chabis, they can't take a haircut or wash laundry that entire week, that they're on duty. However, b'chamishi mitarim v'mnei kvod Shabbos. Says the Gemara, my tama, why is there such an iser? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba b'chan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, k'dei shlo yikonsul u'mishmaratim k'shem u'nevolim. Chazal were concerned that we don't want them to come in to their, into their position when they're not clean. We don't want them to say, well, I have time next week to do laundry. I have time next week to do, to wash. And therefore, Chazal said, do all your laundry and do all your haircuts the week before. Tanan Rabbanan, Melech Mestapel B'chol Yoyim. Says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us that a king has to take a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos me'erev Shabbos. The Kohen Gadol takes a haircut every Friday, and Kohen Hedyot achs l'shlosh yoyim once every 30 days. The Miri explains that what does a Kohen Why does the king take a haircut every day? Because the pasuk says, "Melech biyofyoy tachzerei necha." We have to see the king in his entire glory when he has properly cut hair. Rashi says it's a mitzvah. It seems only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Ran says it's not a mitzvah, but there's a concept of kavod hamalchus, and kavod hamalchus is achieved when the king takes a haircut every day. Melch mistapa b'chol yoyim, my tama om Rab Abba b'zavda da makra, melch b'yofya t'chzenei necho. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. We said the Kohen Gadol takes a haircut every Erev Shabbos. My tama om Rab Yitzchak, om Mishmur Yitzchak, hoyel Mishmaris Mischachos. Every Erev Shabbos, the new Mishmaris would come, and they wanted the new Mishmaris to see the Kohen Gadol again in all of his beauty. Kohen Gadol achas l'shloishim yoyim. The Kohen Hedyot takes a haircut every 30 days minolam. Answers the Gemara, Asya para para minazar. We learn in Gzeirah Shavah the word para that's stated by Kohen and the word para that says by a nazar. Ksiv hocha, it says regarding the Kohanim. V'roishim lo yigalechu or para lo yishalechu. V'ksiv hosam, and it says regarding the nazar. Kodesh yeh gadol pa'eris aroishai. Ma'ala halon, a nazar, a typical term of a nazar is shloishim, is 30 days. Afkan, here too, the amount of time that a kohen should not wait to take a haircut is shloishim, is 30 days. Ask the Gemara, v'nazar gufei minolon, how do we know that a nazar himself is a typical term is 30 days? Answers the Gemara, amar ramasna, stam nazir shloishim yoyim. The typical term of a nazar is 30 days. Ask the Gemara Manolan, and from where do we know that halacha? Answer the Gemara Amar, the pasuk says regarding the nazar, Kodesh year, Gadol Pesai Roshay, and year is Begematria Tlosanav. The word year is Begematria 30. Amalera Papala Baya, Vedumahachi Kamrechmana, maybe what the Torah says regarding the Kohen is of Paralo Yishalechu, and the Torah is saying, Shaloi lirbu klal, they're not allowed to let the hair grow at all. And that would mean that even a kohen hedyot would have to take a haircut daily. Amalei, so Abaye responded, Iavaksiv lo yishalechu pera, if the wording of the pasuk was that we should not let them grow the hair, to the karmet, perhaps it would mean, like you say, that they have to constantly cut the hair. Hashta, however, that the wording of the pasuk is, upera lo yishalechu. What does that mean? Paralahava, they're allowed to let the hair grow somewhat. However, shluchah deloy l'shalchu, it shouldn't let it grow very much, more than 30 days growth. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, yochi, just like we began the shir, that we have to be careful about not letting the kohen drink bezmanazah, afilo ed nami, then we should not let him grow his hair either, dumi the shesu yayin. Answers the Gemara, man shesui yayin b'zman biyu da asur, shloi b'zman biyu shari, even when the kohen, says the Gemara, and just like the shesui yayin are only also to drink wine when they come to the Beis HaMikdash, av hachinami, there's no isser. Ask the Gemara, v'tanyu Rabbi Omer, Omer ni kahanim asurin l'shtash yayin lo'ilam. So you're saying now that the only time they're not allowed to drink is when they come to the Beis HaMikdash. But ask the Gemara, we just learned earlier in this Amid, the Rebbe said that actually, Kohanim Asurim Lishter Shayin Loilam. Kohanim may never drink wine. Just Rebbe made a comment, and Rabbi indeed commented, Kaman Shasu Ha'edna Kohanik Hamra. According to, why do Kohanim drink wine nowadays? Only because of what Rebbe said. Michlal clearly indicates that according to Rabbanon, Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine bezman hazeh. And just like they're not allowed to drink wine bezman hazeh, the halacha ought to be, they should have to take a haircut every 30 days. And the Gemara answers the Gemara, my tama, what's the reason we can't let the Kohanim drink wine? Because we are concerned, as we said earlier, The Meheri Bana Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash may be built suddenly. Or Bein and Kohen and Royal Avoida. And we need the Kohen to be prepared to be able to do the Avoida. And if he's going to be intoxicated, Lekka, we will have a problem. Hacha, but regarding the haircut, it isn't such a big issue. Avalacha, Efsha, the Mesap of Ayil. He could take a haircut and quickly go to the Beis Hamikdash. But ask Tosfos, why are we saying that just take a haircut and be able to enter the Beis Hamikdash? Isn't everybody Bizmana Zeh Tamei? And we know that for a person to become Tor, especially from Tumas Meis, it's an evolved process that he has to have Hazor, he has to have the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma on the third day and the seventh day. So nobody's going to be able to do Avoida immediately. So Tosfos answers, there's a rule of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that when everybody's Tameh, we can rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So points out the Gevurah Sari. So yes, when do we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? We say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur on Tumas Meis. That even though somebody who's Tumah Meis really should go through the procedure, the halach is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But says the Gevurah Sari, that won't help us for all the other Tumas. If Kohen is Tumay with Tumas Sheretz, or the other types of Tumah, that Tumah, you can't rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And therefore the Gevurah Sari wants to suggest that a Kohen should be careful not to become Tumay in one of those types of Tumah. And if he does come Tameh in one of those types of Tumah, he should be immediately mitar himself. He should immediately jump into the mikveh, so he should be eligible to do the Avodah when Mashiach comes, b'mehera b'yameinu. Ask the Gemara, but what are we saying? That we're concerned that he drank the wine? Ask the Gemara, we're concerned that he drank wine, he won't be due to the Avodah? But why? Yochi shesu yayinami. After the Goni Purti, let him take a nap. And then va'ayil, and he'll be able to go do the avoida. Could Rami ba'aba, as Rami ba'aba taught us, Dami Rami ba'aba, derech, mil, walking the distance of a mil, shein a kosher, and taking a small nap, mefigin hayayin, will take away the effect of the wine. So why are we saying that no kohen should be allowed to drink? If Mashiach comes immediately, he'll just take a quick nap, and he'll be able to go do the avoida. Answers the Gemara, Lav meyit malo, Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Avua, Loi shono el kishosa shir revius. When was that said if he only drank a revius? Avil shosam yoysam revius. If somebody drank more than a revius, koshke shederach matridosai, walking will only confuse him more, v'shinim mishakartai. And therefore, we can't let the kayin drink. But according to this, points out the Gevurah Sari, that a kayin, even though we're being strict and not allowing a kohen to drink, we will allow a kohen to drink less than a revius. Because even if he drinks the revius, when Mashiach comes, he'll quickly take a nap and be able to do the avodah. Rav Ashi, however, makes a different distinction between wine and a haircut. Shuya in the machli avodah. If somebody does the avodah when he is intoxicated, the avodah becomes disqualified. And that's why Gosbu Rabbanan, Chazal was strict about that. However, Puri Reish, the Loi Machli Avoida, but if somebody did the Avoida when he didn't take the haircut that he should have taken, it doesn't disqualify the Avoida. And since it doesn't disqualify the Avoida, that's why Chazal, like Gosbu Rabbanan, Chazal were not that strict. Meisvei asked the Gemara, how can we say that somebody who does the Avoida and he didn't take the proper haircut, he doesn't disqualify the Avoida? It says in a Braisa, Velu Shem B'Misa, for the following Averis in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Chiyim Mesa, Shu Yayin or Puri Rosh. Says the Braisa, Bishlam Shu Yayin B'Ejik Sibah, regarding somebody who's intoxicated and doing the Avoida, the Torah says explicitly, Yayin V'Sheikh Al-Tesht, Atu V'Nechi Itoch, Uba, so the Torah is clearing saying, if you don't do the avodah when you are intoxicated, you will not die. But chas v'shalom, if you do the avodah in such a fashion, you will be chai misa. Ela puri rosh minolon. But ask the Gemara, how do we know that somebody who didn't take a haircut disqualifies the avodah? Says the Braisa the Ksiv, v'roshem lo yigalechem, v'para lo yishleichu. A pasuk in Yecheskel speaking about the Kohanim. V'ksiv asrei, v'yayim lo yishtu, kokoyim b'voyim al chotzer panimis. Says the Gemara, iskish psuri puri rosh l'shuri yayin. The Torah connects them. And just like we learned, damash su yayin b'misa, if somebody does the avodah when he's intoxicated, rechman slan, he's chai misa, af puri rosh b'misa. So suggest the Gemara, if we're connecting haircut and drinking, we should take it all the way. Just like if somebody's intoxicated, he disqualifies the avodah, so too should be the halacha that a puri rosh the machli avodah. So most take out the parentheses, but it makes a lot of sense to say loy ki iskish. The connection is only regarding Misa. Regarding the disqualification Avodah, somebody who does the Avodah when he's intoxicated does disqualify the Avodah, but not the other way around. So the pasuk that we just learned about somebody, a kohen who didn't take a haircut, is Chayv Misa, is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Ask the Gemara, Ha bikamados Yecheskel mar amra. Before Yecheskel was taught, who taught us this halacha? We know, and to make the question even more significant, we know that ain a Navi Rishoy L'chadish Dover. A Navi can't institute any new rules. So if a Navi cannot institute any rules, how could Yecheskel be the one to tell us about the Kohen not being allowed to do Voida when has no haircut? No proper haircut. Who said it before? Amalei. So Rav Ashi responds. Well, Tamech. Hadam Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda speaks about somebody who's a kohen oral and may not do the avodah. Davazem b'Torah Moshe lo ilmadnu. He says that this is not stated explicitly in the Torah. Medivrei Kabbalah ilmadnu. We learned it from the Navi because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Koba necher arale leiv varal baser lo yava a migdashi l'shaseini. Again, the question is, Hom da'asi Yecheskel man amra. Before Yecheskel came, where did we notice halacha? El Gemara Gemarilla. It was a Kabbalah. It was halacha l'moshim Sinai. V'asi Yecheskel v'as mechu akra. And Yecheskel put it into a pasuk. Hachinami, the same thing we're going to say regarding Puri Rosh. The isser of somebody who didn't take a haircut. And it's chiv misa for taking, for doing the avodah when he didn't take the haircut is something that was a kabbalah gemarly. V'as Yecheskel v'as mechakra, and Yecheskel went and put it into a pasuk. So asks the Ar Sameach, if we're saying now that this is all really halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, what is the nafkamina? If it's in a pasuk or not. So the Ar Sameach suggests that we know that there's a rule throughout Shas of Kimlei B'Derabim Minei. If somebody does two Averis at the same time, he only gets punished for the more serious Avera. But says the Ar Sameach that rule of Kimlei B'Derabim Minei was only stated where the punishment for the Avera is in a pasuk. So if we only would have had the Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, and if somebody, while he was doing the Avodah, without having the proper haircut, also did another Avera, which comes with a lesser punishment, if we didn't have a Pasuk, we would not be able to apply the concept of Kimlei B'Derabim Minei. Only because now the Pasuk in Yecheskel has a Pasuk, we're able to put it into, to apply the rule of Kimlei B'Derabim Minei. So our Mishnah spoke about the Megillas Tainus, which as we've described previously, is a Megillah, is a scroll that had all the days that miracles, Nisim, happened to Klal Yisrael, and they were established as Yom Tovim. And as we also discussed, there are different types of Yom Tovim in Megillas Tainus. There's some Yomatovim that are Yomatovim that one may not say, that one may not fast, but one may say a hesped on those days. That's the way Rashi learns. And there's some that are not as significant, one may not, that are more significant, that may, one may not fast, nor say a hesped. Says the Gemara. Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Kala Kosov Megillas Tainus Delayim Lemispid. Any Yontif that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus that you may not say a hesped on that day, Lefon of Osir, the day before is already a Yontif, La'achrov, but the day after Mutter, Daloche, you can say a hesped. Tanabon, El Yom Deloy Lasanabahan, these are the days that you may not fast, or Mektsosin, and there's some days that not only may you not fast, but also Laloy Misbehen, you may not say a hesped. Mereish Yarch the Nisan of Atam Nebe, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until 8 days of Nisan, Itoikim Tamuda, as we, the Tzedoikim said that the Karban Tamid may be brought even from an individual. We know the Tzedoikim and by Susim were individuals who did not believe in Torah Shabbat, and they said the Karban Tamid could come from a Yochid, and we said it could only come from the Tzibur, and we prevailed. And those were days that were declared to be a Yontif, the Loyla Misbahim. We're not allowed to say a Hespin in those days. Umetamnebe at Soif Me'ada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Itoys of Chag Shvuah. Because here we had a very big machlokes also with Tzedoikim. The Tzedoikim, the Torah says, Usfratim Lechemer Machos HaShabbos. We begin counting the sphere in Machos HaShabbos. Now we believe in Machos HaShabbos means the 2nd day of Pesach. But the Tzedoikim said Mimachos HaShabbos always means a Sunday, the day after Shabbos. And according to them, we would always begin counting the Sfira on a Sunday. And again, we ultimately, Baruch Hashem, prevailed over the Tzedoikim. And the halacha is, and that's why they made a Yontif from throughout the whole Yontif. The Taisu Chag the Shvuah, because according to when we start counting the Sfira, that's when we establish when Shvuah should be. And we made the Dalos with Yom Tovim, the Loyla Mispah Behen, that you can't say a hesped. And as I said earlier, if you can't say a hesped, you certainly can't fast on those days either. And now the Gemara begins to analyze that Braisa. Amamar, the Braisa just taught us, Mireisha Yachad in Nisan at Tamnibe, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until 8 days in Nisan, it took him to Meida. They established the halachas of the Karban Tamid, and they made a rule, the Loyla Masped, that you can't say a hesped in those days. But ask the Gemara, Lomalei Mireish Yarcha, why did they have to make a yontif from the beginning of the month? The first day of the month is Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is a yontif anyway. So ask the Gemara, Lema Metrebe Nisan. They should have said that the Yontif is established from the 2nd day of Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh Gufei, Rosh Chodesh Yontifu, Rosh Chodesh is a Yontif anyway, and it's Osir Behesped. Answers the Gemara, Amarav Lo Nitzcha El Es Yom Shalafanov. To say that the day before, as we began the Sugya, that the Yom Tovim, not only the day of the Yontif, but even the day before the Yontif, we can't say Hesped. But ask the Gemara still. But Shlofanav Nami typically, the day before Rish Chodesh should be a Yontif, the Havla Yom Shlofnei Rish Chodesh. So just like the day before one of the Yom Tovim Megillas Tainus is a Yontif, so certainly the day before Rish Chodesh should be a Yontif that we should not be allowed to say a Hesped on. Answers the Gemara, Rish Chodesh the Raisahu. Rish Chodesh is a Yontif in the Raisa. Udaraisa like by a chizik. A yontif midaraisa doesn't need any strengthening. So therefore, on Rosh Chodesh itself, we're not allowed to fast. On Rosh Chodesh itself, we're not allowed to say a hesped. But since we all know Rosh Chodesh is a yontif midaraisa, it has no bearing on the day before. The Tanya, as the Gemara says, we learned in the Braisa, Hayom me'elak suv megillas tainis, shlefneim v'chreim asurim. The day before and the day after are also to say a hesped and fast. Avo Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Heim Asurim, Shabbos and Yontif, we We're not allowed to say a hesped, of course. We're not allowed to fast. Lefreim, lefneim lachreim mutarim. But the day before and the day after, we are allowed to fast and say a hesped. Ask the Brice itself, Uma hefresh ben zeh lezeh, why is there a difference between Shabbos and Yontif versus the Yom Tovim that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus? Answers the Brisa, Halalu devrei Torah, Shabbos and Yontif are Yom Tovim midaraisa. Devrei Torah ain't Shrichim Chazak. Halalu, whereas the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus are only Yom Tovim devrei Seifrim, and since the only Yom Tovim are devrei Seifrim Shrichim Chizak. But Ramah does quote that the day after Yontif is Isruchag. The Ramah and Aruchaim Simen Tuf Chof Tes Sif Beis, and one should eat and drink more on Isruchag. But ask the Ben Yishleima, we just finished learning that Yontif, since it's a Chiv Deraisa, doesn't need Chizik, and technically one is allowed to fast even on the day after Yontif. So the Gra makes a comment. The Gra says that indeed, perhaps one would be allowed to fast on the day after Yontif. What the Gemara here means to say, that if one is not fasting the day after Yontif, and one is not fasting on Isruchag, he should be careful, he should try to eat better, more than he normally does, to celebrate that day is Isruchag.